The United States launched heavy air and naval strikes on Yemen, aiming to weaken the country's military capabilities and cover up its setbacks in the conflict with Ansarullah. However, the campaign has failed to achieve its goals, as Yemen continues to resist and retaliate. U.S. psychological efforts to intimidate the Yemeni population have also backfired. Meanwhile, Ansarullah has strengthened its position as a rising regional power. Recent U.S. airstrikes against Yemen aimed at weakening the Ansarullah movement and securing maritime routes for Israel have largely failed to achieve their objectives. Despite Washington's claims, Ansarullah has retained its offensive capabilities and continues to launch retaliatory attacks on American naval forces and targets deep inside Israeli-occupied territories. The campaign, now entering its third week, was launched to counter Yemen's naval blockade in solidarity with Gaza and to protect Israeli shipping in the Red Sea and Gulf of Oman. However, 300 air and sea strikes across various Yemeni provinces, including Sana'a, Sa'da, Al-Hudaydah, and Ma'rib, have not neutralized Ansarullah's military strength. On the contrary, Yemen's missile and drone attacks persist with growing reach and impact. U.S. officials, including President Trump, initially touted the airstrikes as successful. Yet the failure to eliminate key Ansarullah figures or degrade Yemen's weapon stockpiles has raised doubts. Additionally, the U.S. has failed to build an effective regional coalition, and its operations have incurred significant financial and reputational costs. Ansarullah leader Sayyid Abdul Malik Badruddin al-Houthi declared that new military capabilities would soon be unveiled, hinting at continued escalation based on a strike-for-strike doctrine. In a speech on International Quds Day, al-Houthi mocked U.S. efforts and accused Washington of targeting civilians to mask its military failures. Reports indicate U.S. strikes have hit residential areas, industrial facilities, livestock farms, and even hospitals treating cancer patients. Actions that have further damaged America's moral standing. The psychological dimension of the conflict have also turned against Washington. Mass protests erupted across Yemen the day after strikes began, defying U.S. hopes of shocking the population into submission. Initial American claims that the operation would last only a few days have since been abandoned. Leaked documents related to the air campaign have also triggered new political pressure inside the U.S. Meanwhile, Yemen's bold targeting of American aircraft carriers has shocked international observers, challenging the perception of U.S. military invincibility. This has elevated Ansarullah's image as a rising regional power, especially due to uncompromising stance in support of Palestine. Deploying additional U.S. naval forces, including the USS Harry Truman, has not shifted the balance. Instead, these assets have become increasingly vulnerable to hypersonic missiles and drones. Past efforts by the U.S. and Saudi Arabia to subdue Yemen through extensive bombardment also failed, making current escalations appear futile. Furthermore, U.S. attempts to involve other Arab states in the conflict have largely been unsuccessful. In summary, the U.S. military campaign has not only failed to shift the battlefield, but has also reinforced Ansarullah's position. Yemen has maintained its resistance, disrupted maritime operations, and strengthened its regional standing, demonstrating that traditional American tools of deterrence now face new and serious challenges.